Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Q&A with Melissa Sarhan, owner of Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Glendale. Melissa Sarhan, owner of Physical Therapy and Balance Center in downtown Glendale, is an advanced practice registered nurse with over 20 years of experience. She is dedicated to helping individuals take charge of their health. Melissa's vision for physical over the next 5 years includes becoming the go-to destination for balance, vestibular, and fall prevention care. What sets physical apart is their focus on proactive care and genuine relationships with patients. One key lesson Melissa has learned is to not wait for perfect and to stay grounded in your why. Opening the center came with challenges, but the biggest reward is seeing patients regain hope and independence.
DataVault AI unveils IBM Watson X-based AI agents to monetize enterprise data. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI data experience, valuation, and monetization, has announced the expanded commercialization of its flagship AI agents, DataScore and DataValue, built with IBM WatsonX.ai. IBM is committing AI engineering talent and technical expertise to help DataVault accelerate its offerings for clients. This integration aims to streamline enterprise financial modeling, risk assessment, and pricing strategies across various environments. DataVault AI, a platinum partner in IBM's Partner Plus program, plans to collaborate with IBM to accelerate AI adoption in key industries. DataVault's solution, built with WatsonX.ai, will help customers enhance their financial modeling and risk assessment strategies. This collaboration will also involve IBM providing AI engineers and development expertise to enhance the value of WatsonX.ai inside DataScore and DataValue. According to McKinsey & Company, generative AI is projected to add between $2.6 trillion and $4.4 trillion annually across key business applications, making AI-driven automation a significant investment frontier in enterprise technology. DataVault AI's ecosystem, with its flagship AI agents, is designed to help organizations monetize their data assets. The company's platform, which includes DataVault Bank, DataScore, and DataValue, enables secure and compliant data monetization across industries. DataVault AI, a NASDAQ-listed company, is leading the way in AI-driven data experiences, valuation, and monetization in the Web 3.0 environment. Q&A with Alex Warner, co-founder and CEO of Winventory. Alex Warner, co-founder and CEO of Winventory, is revolutionizing season ticket ownership with their innovative ticketing platform. By combining smart technology with a passion for live events, Winventory helps fans, families, and institutions manage and resell tickets easily, maximizing value while minimizing hassle. Launched in 2021, the platform streamlines resale with centralized management, automated fulfillment, and real-time pricing across major marketplaces and partners. With a fan-first approach, Winventory offers transparent pricing, flexible user-scheduled payouts, and supports both season ticket holders and single event listings, making live events more seamless and rewarding. Stay tuned for more insights from Alex Warner on his journey into the world of sports, technology, and entrepreneurship. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NASDAQ NWTG, surpasses 50 PGA Tour professionals using its shafts, cementing status as Tour Trusted Innovator. Newton Golf Company, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NWTG, has surpassed 50 PGA Tour professionals using its shafts, solidifying its position as a trusted innovator on the tour. Players like Miguel Angel Jimenez, Doug Barron, and Ken Duke praise Newton's shafts for providing superior control, distance, and consistency. The fast-motion shaft, Newton's latest innovation, is gaining momentum with its lightweight precision performance. This milestone reflects the growing trust from elite players who value precision, consistency, and innovation. Ken Duke, the first professional to sign with Newton, integrated the Newton Motion Shaft into his bag for the 2024 season, showcasing the brand's impact on driving accuracy.
Q&A with Dr. M. Mark Abreu, founder of BTT Brain Wellness Institute. Dr. M. Mark Abreu, founder of BTT Brain Wellness Institute, is a distinguished figure in the medical field known for his innovative work in treating cancer and neurological disorders. His academic journey includes studies in medicine and physics at prestigious universities like Harvard and Yale. Dr. Abreu made a groundbreaking discovery at Yale University, the brain thermal tunnel, allowing for non-invasive monitoring of human brain temperature. He holds patents for BTT technology and created the first FDA-approved system for temperature monitoring during medical procedures. BTT Corp. recently opened the BTT Brain Wellness Institute in Aventura, offering advanced non-invasive solutions to optimize brain function. The Institute's Signature Treatment is a patented brain cooling protocol designed to improve brain function, reduce inflammation, and regulate the nervous system. Dr. Abreu's goal is to enhance brain health and empower individuals to take control of their well-being.
365 data centers and Megaport partner to deliver enhanced connectivity solutions. 365 Data Centers announces an expanded partnership with Megaport, a leading network-as-a-service provider. Megaport has added points of presence at several 365 Data Centers facilities, enhancing connectivity options for customers. This allows customers to access DIA, transport, and direct cloud connectivity to major public cloud hyperscalers like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. Derek Gillespie, CRO at 365 Data Centers, stated that integrating Megaport solutions enhances their network-centric strategy. Michael Reed, CEO of Megaport, emphasized the focus on delivering cutting-edge network solutions for businesses of all sizes. For more information, visit 365datacenters.com and megaport.com.
Why Isotropic Corp. ZEO OTCB EOZF is one to watch. Isotropic Corp. ZEOZF is the only commercial entity with exclusive global rights to breast CT technology developed at UC Davis. With FDA regulatory alignment secured, the company is gearing up for a pivotal U.S. clinical trial. IsoView offers a patient-centric alternative to mammography for dense breast tissue imaging. Isotropic is focused on advancing dedicated imaging solutions to improve breast cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment. By introducing a next-generation imaging platform, the company aims to address persistent limitations in conventional breast imaging and deliver transformative tools that empower radiologists, reduce missed cancers, and streamline clinical workflows. Stay tuned for more updates from Isotropic.
Q&A with Daphne Valson, CEO and founder at Valson Strategic Solutions, how she learned to run a consulting firm that she loves. Daphne Valson, CEO and founder at Valson Strategic Solutions, specializes in executive coaching for senior leaders and teams. By focusing on her target market's urgent needs and her genuine passion, she now offers one-on-one coaching, team development consulting, and corporate training to help clients increase their influence and impact. Valson emphasizes the importance of narrowing focus and understanding what clients truly need. She overcame early hurdles by investing in a business coach for guidance on sustainable growth. Valson credits discipline and systems, like Wave and Trello, for her success in running her business efficiently. Her clients, high-achieving and purpose-driven, seek support in navigating complex challenges and preparing for leadership roles. Valson finds coaching rewarding as she helps senior leaders gain clarity and focus on their best path forward. Her advice to entrepreneurs is to pay attention to clients' needs, focus on what you genuinely enjoy, and don't be afraid to narrow your focus for greater impact and growth. Q&A with Edward Wu, founder and CEO of DropZone AI. Edward Wu, founder and CEO of DropZone AI, discusses the company's traction metrics, including processing security alerts from over 100 enterprises. With new funding, DropZone AI plans to scale their GTM team and develop additional AI agents. Wu sees a growing market demand for AI SOC analysts, with the company's technology core to replicating expert human security analysts. Dropzone AI leverages multiple commercial LLM providers for their AI strategy, adapting to increasing customer expectations for AI agent capabilities. Customer demand has surged in the last 6 to 12 months, with Gen AI strategies becoming a priority for cybersecurity teams.
Mathnasium powers through 2025 with 51 new franchise deals and global milestone. Mathnasium Learning Centers celebrates strong mid-year growth in 2025 with 51 new franchise agreements signed and 42 new centers opened globally, including the 100th International Center. The surge in growth is driven by STEM interest, learning loss recovery, and a proven path to academic results. Mathnasium continues to deliver high-quality learning experiences, maintaining a net promoter score above 80. The brand's sustained success is attributed to its focus on providing measurable academic progress and a supportive learning environment. With national math performance still below pre-pandemic levels, Mathnasium's commitment to helping students build foundational math skills remains strong. Q&A with Avi Shafshak, founder and brand president of Waterwings Swim School. Avi Shafshak and his wife Tracy founded Waterwings Swim School in 2003 to address the critical safety need for high-quality swim education. With 13 corporate-owned locations across 4 states, Waterwings has launched a national franchise program after being acquired by Unleashed Brands. As brand president, Avi is leading the charge into this next phase of growth, overseeing operations and curriculum innovation. Waterwings stands out with exceptional programming and franchisee success, offering year-round swim instruction for all ages and flexible ownership options. Partnering with Unleashed Brands has provided access to advanced technology, marketing support, and operational expertise, shaping their growth strategy. Since launching the national franchise program, Waterwings has already signed 8 franchise agreements in 60 days, attributing their success to trust, experience, and mission. Looking ahead, Waterwings aims to expand into new markets, bringing high-quality swim education to more communities and building a network of passionate franchise partners.
Mining news breaks. UCOR Rare Metals, UCU, OTCQX, UURAF, spotlighted by Bloomberg for upcoming launch of Louisiana Rare Earths plant. UCOR Rare Metals Inc. has been spotlighted by Bloomberg for its upcoming launch of a rare earths plant in Louisiana, set to begin production in May 2026. The $80 million facility, backed by $18.4 million in U.S. Department of Defense funding, will handle materials for defense, electric vehicles, and consumer electronics. CEO Pat Ryan described the site as a strategic hub for global feedstock inputs and tariff-free exports. The article also noted UCOR's refining capability and plans to reach 12,000 tons in annual rare earths output by 2027. Strong investor momentum and growing interest from buyers were also highlighted. For more information, visit UCOR's website at www.ucor.com.
Splash Beverage Group Inc. announces NYSE American to commence delisting proceedings for warrants, ticker SBEE-WT. Splash Beverage Group Inc. announces that NYSE American will begin delisting proceedings for its warrants, listed under the ticker symbol SBEVWT, due to low trading price. The delisting will not affect the trading of the company's common stock, which will continue to be listed under SBEV. The company has until July 30, 2025, to appeal the decision, but does not intend to do so. Following delisting, the warrants may be quoted on an over-the-counter market if approved by FINRA. This change will not impact the company's business operations or reporting obligations. Splash Beverage Group focuses on developing early-stage brands and acquiring established brands for global distribution.
Nazen Yeager, Gerson Harris, and Fumero represents Unusual Machines, Inc. in $48.5 million registered direct offering. Nazen Yeager, Gerson Harris, and Fumero PA represented Unusual Machines, Inc. in a $48.5 million registered direct offering of 5,000 shares of common stock at 9.70 cents per share. The offering closed on July 15, 2025. the Orlando-based manufacturer plans to use the proceeds to buy drone motor manufacturing equipment and for general corporate purposes. The Nason Yeager team, led by Michael Harris, advised on all aspects of the transaction, including SEC filings and regulatory matters. Unusual Machines is a key player in the U.S. drone industry, with brands like Fat Shark and Rotor Riot. Nason Yeager's securities practice group has extensive experience in capital markets and M&A transactions, serving clients across Florida and beyond. Impact PR and Communications, named Agency of Record for Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands. Impact PR and Communications Ltd. has been named the Agency of Record for the Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands. The award-winning agency will be responsible for executing a strategic public relations campaign for the nonprofit, the largest charitable organization in the Virgin Islands. CFVI connects people and resources with community needs, enhancing the quality of life for Virgin Islanders. With over 30 years of experience, CFVI has been recognized for its excellence in nonprofit administration. Impact PR and Communications is excited to share CFVI's story and highlight the impactful work of its donors and partners. For more information on Impact PR and Communications, visit their website at www.withimpact.com. Investor news breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc. to acquire land and 50 megawatt power access for Delta data center development. Blue Sky AI Inc., a modular AI infrastructure innovator, has signed a non-binding letter of intent with Creekstone Energy LLC to acquire 25 acres within the Delta data center development in Utah, with access to up to 50 megawatts of scalable power. This site will be the foundation for Blue Sky's next-generation SkyMod compute campuses designed to provide secure, efficient, and sustainable AI infrastructure. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio highlighted the company's commitment to building future-ready modular AI facilities, with groundbreaking expected in late 2026. Blue Sky AI delivers rapidly deployable data center infrastructure purpose-built for artificial intelligence, empowering entities of all sizes to drive innovation without compromise. Investor news breaks: Adixt Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, subsidiary Piersanta engages Spartan Capital as lead underwriter for planned IPO. Adixt Inc., a social innovation platform focused on health innovations, announced that its subsidiary Piersanta Inc. has engaged Spartan Capital Securities LLC as lead underwriter for its planned IPO. The IPO aims to support the clinical validation and commercial rollout of Piersanta's early cancer and disease detection tests, powered by its MitoMic mitochondrial DNA platform. Adixt's CEO Amro Albana stated that the IPO aligns with the company's strategy, positioning Piersanta to expand market access and deliver life-saving diagnostics through early detection. Adixt operates multiple programs focused on immune health and precision health, with plans to introduce programs dedicated to public health and women's health. For more information, please visit Adixt's website. Kwikset launches hometown and crosstown deadbolts as part of 258 low-profile expansion. Kwikset introduces the 258 hometown and crosstown low-profile deadbolts, combining design with smart key security for a stylish entryway solution. These deadbolts expand the collection to match a wider range of architectural styles. Available in various finishes, including microban antimicrobial protection, they offer trusted security with hassle-free installation. Both hometown and crosstown feature smart key security technology for advanced break-in protection and easy rekeying. Certified grade AAA by BHMA, these deadbolts fit standard door thicknesses and include an adjustable latch. Starting at $39.49, they are now available through Kwikset's professional distribution network, with rollout to major retailers and online platforms coming soon.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ buy, eliminates warrants and $25.3 million in convertible notes to strengthen balance sheet. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., announced the elimination of all warrants and $25.3 million in convertible notes by exchanging the debt into preferred stock. CEO David Meschery stated that this move strengthens the company's capital structure and reflects ongoing investor support. Bollinger's commercial electric vehicle lineup includes the 1 Class 1 cargo van, B3 Class 3 cab chassis and B4 Class 4 chassis cab, all meeting U.S. safety standards and certifications. For more information, visit Bollinger Innovations' website. Tiny Gems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies with growth potential, offering a range of services to enhance corporate communications and reach various target markets. Blackpoint Cyber and CyberFox announced strategic partnership. Blackpoint Cyber, the world's fastest and most effective managed detection and response MDR provider, has announced a strategic partnership with CyberFox, a global cybersecurity software provider. Through this alliance, CyberFox will become an official reseller of Blackpoint's cybersecurity solutions, offering partners a bundled solution for threat detection and response with identity-centric security. This partnership aims to streamline compliance workflows for regulatory standards such as HIPAA and GDPR. Blackpoint Cyber's Senior Vice President of Sales, Tim Sheehan, stated that the partnership reflects their shared belief in simplicity and delivering real security outcomes. CyberFox's Chief Revenue Officer, Adam Slutskin, emphasized the goal of providing effective, affordable, and easy-to-manage security solutions. The partnership includes access to dedicated technical support and resources for all CyberFox partners, reinforcing the commitment to improving cybersecurity resilience for MSPs through consolidation, automation, and enhanced visibility.
A News Breaks, 51 Labs Inc., OTC, reports strong shareholder engagement in virtual teleconference highlighting AI-driven growth strategy. 51 Labs Inc., recently held a virtual shareholder teleconference outlining its AI-driven growth strategy. CEO Paul Arora highlighted the company's drug repurposing platform targeting the functional medicine and biotech sectors, with key initiatives including R&D investments and planned uplisting to NASDAQ. Dr. James Orbinski emphasized the platform's global health impact, while leadership reiterated the commitment to affordable therapies and shareholder value. For more information, visit 51labs.com.
EV sales surge globally. China takes the lead. Global electric vehicle sales are on the rise, with China leading the surge according to a recent analysis by PwC. Europe's renewed demand for BEVs is also contributing to the increase in EV sales worldwide. China, the largest EV market, boasts a competitive sector with many companies. In contrast, the US shows less enthusiasm for EVs amid changing federal policies. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ Mamo, are now adjusting their strategies to navigate this evolving landscape.
Study discovers that autoantibodies in patients could boost cancer immunotherapy. A recent study has found that autoantibodies in patients could enhance cancer immunotherapy, shedding light on why checkpoint inhibitors work differently for individuals. This discovery could potentially lead to more effective and affordable treatments in the future. Companies like Calidi Biotherapeutics Inc., YS American, CLDI, are closely monitoring these developments to improve their immunotherapies. BioMedWire is a communication platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. Stay informed with BioMedWire for the latest news and insights in the industry.
Nikola Mining Inc., NIE, TCQ Beef, unlocks value at Dominion Creek Gold Silver Project. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NIEM and on the OTCQB under the symbol HISIF, has achieved a significant milestone at its Dominion Creek Gold Silver Project in British Columbia. The company has obtained the final bulk sample permit from BC authorities, allowing for the extraction of up to 10,000 tons of ore. Nikola Mining is focused on advancing its project by integrating gold and silver exploration with nearby milling infrastructure to drive resource growth and early-stage production outcomes. The Dominion Creek property is strategically located within a highly prospective ground underlain by the Isaac Lake Fault System. With a vision of becoming a reliable, cash-flow-generating junior miner, Nikola Mining is making strides in unlocking the value of its Dominion Creek project.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.